the Rosetta Stone. The Rosetta Stone was discovered in Egypt at Fort Saint-Julien in El Rashid, known as Rosetta. It dates from the Ptolemaic period, 196 BC. The Rosetta Stone is one of the most important objects in the British Museum, as it holds the key to understanding Egyptian hieroglyphs, a script made up of small pictures that was used originally in ancient Egypt for religious texts. Hieroglyphic writing died out in Egypt in the 4th century AD. Over time, the knowledge of how to read hieroglyphs was lost until the discovery of the Rosetta Stone in 1799 and its subsequent decipherment. The stone is a tablet of black rock called granodiorite. It's part of a larger inscribed stone that would have stood some 2 meters high. The section that remains is roughly rectangular. It measures just over a meter high, 72 centimeters wide, and almost 30 centimeters from front to back. The top part of the stone has broken off at an angle, in line with a band of pink granite whose crystalline structure glints a little in the light. The back of the Rosetta Stone is rough, where it's been hewn into shape, but the front face is smooth and crammed with text inscribed in three different scripts. These form three distinct bands of writing. The top band consists of 14 lines of hieroglyphs, symbols such as an eye, a seated man, a reed, and a basket. The middle band is made up of 32 lines of a curvilinear script called Demotic, the everyday language used in ancient Egypt. At the bottom are over 50 lines of tightly compressed Greek writing. The inscriptions are three translations of the same decree, passed by a council of priests that affirms the royal cult of the 13-year-old Ptolemy V on the first anniversary of his coronation. In the early years of the 19th century, scholars were able to use the Greek inscription on this stone as the key to deciphering the others. You might like to know there's a replica of the Rosetta Stone in the Enlightenment Gallery, which can be touched.